This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and rewatch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
I'm Chris.
Hey, Chris Ronji.
And now your host, Chris Ronji.
It is not Chris Ronji.
Good job there, Chris. Enjoy the day.
I'm not Chris Ronji.
Don't call Les.
Stop yelling at me, all right?
Ranger, love your show, but please, quit.
No, shut up.
Z, shut up for 1 second and listen to me.
I don't really care about the rest of this update.
It's Chris Ronji on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It's sphincter clinching time.
Dude, what a day, huh? How about what a 24, 36 hours? I can't do math. Don't ask me to do math. I can't do it. This has been an extraordinary time for the Chicago Bears and Bears fans. Good evening, everybody. I'm with you for a little bit. Let's see. We're going to go until 6:45 today. Then it's Bulls basketball. They will take on the Celtics, and we will lead you right into the pregame show tonight. Here's the phone number. It's the same as always, and you can text it. You can call it. It's the best. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. We are going to visit with the Scores Bears insider. That is Mark Grody. He'll be joining us at the top of the hour at 6 o'clock. So we got a little over an hour here to talk about what happened today at Halas Hall. It has been quite eventful as we broadcast from the Score Hyundai Studios. This is a Football Monday on a Friday. You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday on a Friday. It is brought to you by Fireplace and Chimney Authority and Busey Bank. I'm very glad to have you with me. Really glad to be here today on what has been a pretty historic day in Bears history. As you already know, this team has never fired a head coach in the middle of the season, but they did it. For the first time in 105 years, the Chicago Bears have done that. They have mid-season fired a head coach after what is probably, well, I mean, you could certainly argue that it has been the most disastrous six-game stretch in the history of the franchise. Maybe the most, you know what, I'm just going to go ahead and say it is. Given the stakes, given everything that this season has meant, given the fact they have this number one overall quarterback, generational talent, if you want to call him that, whatever you want to use. given all of these things and the stakes of this season, even though, you know, we're not expecting the 2024 Bears to be a Super Bowl winning team, right? There are other teams that are better equipped for that right now. But this was supposed to be a winning season and possibly even a playoff season. So I'm going to say that this is, in fact, the most disastrous six-game stretch in the history of the team. And you know what? You, as a Bears fan, have lived a lifetime in just the last 12 days. Because in that time, you've seen a blocked field goal, which would have beaten Green Bay. You've seen a defensive meltdown in overtime against Minnesota when they fought to come all the way back, and Caleb played so well at the end. And then whatever in that H that was yesterday against the Lions. And then today, they did a thing that they have never done before. As I've mentioned, they fired Matt Eberflus, a head coach, in the middle of the season. They promoted Thomas Brown. All of this has happened in the less than the last 2 weeks. And then if you want to add the Shane Waldron firing, the offensive coordinator who was let go, it's been the last 2.5 weeks. And really, that's not very much time. It's not very much time for all of those things to happen. Usually, that much stuff doesn't happen to an organization in that short amount of time. And you know what? You've lived through an eternity in the last what has been a little over a month. Do you realize that everything that has transpired since that 4-2 start, when we were kind of talking and entertaining the idea of, hey, what playoff seed is this team going to have? Do you realize that that was just 33 days ago? An entire season in the course of the franchise has changed dramatically in 33 days. So the question now we have is, are they on the right course? Now, you can make the argument that making any sort of change with that head coach, somebody that we all could very clearly see for months and months, was not really well equipped for the job. We all saw it. We all saw it last year, too. We may have tried to talk ourselves into believing that he deserved another opportunity. He deserved to get Caleb Williams for a year after the way they finished last season. They finished pretty strong. You can make that argument. I never liked that argument. Never once. Never once did I buy into it. I don't have a problem with people who did think that was right. I didn't. I thought he was a replacement level coach. Somebody that you could easily replace and get at least the same amount of production. So earlier today, Eberflus held a morning media Zoom call. It lasted about 10 minutes, and then he said everything was operating normally and that he was preparing for the 49ers. And then just over 2 hours later, multiple NFL reporters within seconds of each other all reported the Bears have relieved him of his duties. And I'm going to get back to that press conference in a moment, because that was something in itself.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Health. But there may not have been, of all of us Bears fans watching, Bears observers, there isn't an individual who has lived a lifetime in the last couple of weeks more than Thomas Brown has, who's going to take over as head coach, at least for a little bit. Just 2.5 weeks ago, the passing game coordinator. Then he's the offensive coordinator. Then he's the head coach. You know, there are some people who wait an entire career to get that, and this man's done it in 2.5 weeks. Now, that isn't to say he doesn't deserve it or he won't excel at it. By all accounts, he is very well respected by players he's been around. You can take Andrew Whitworth, who tweeted this yesterday. These are his exact words. He said, "I'll say this again for all NFL execs. Thomas Brown, leader of men, rare cat, will be a head coach." And then today, within the last hour, actually, about 40 minutes ago, he retweeted a lengthy quote from Sean McVay, who spoke at length about Thomas Brown. And he said, I'm just going to read some of what he said because it's kind of long, but I want to give you a few parts of it here. Quote, "He has always been a guy that has had incredible command. He's been a great competitor. He kind of demands respect from people he's around just by the way he carries himself. And anytime these things come up, and I think Thomas did a great job of handling it when he got the opportunity to be the OC, he's done a great job, obviously. It's unique, the manner in which it happened in those circumstances, but he is going to attack it. I think guys will follow his lead." He also says, "I know how much respect he has for Coach Eberflus, but he's the guy who people have heard me talk about him. We got a chance to work together for a few years, but I also got a chance to compete against him. There are certain people, when you watch them, you're like, man, they're a little different in terms of the competitiveness, the spirit, the never say die attitude. And then just his overall presence in general is impressive." That's Sean McVay, and that's a quote that was posted within the last hour. So we're looking around NFL circles, and we are seeing there's a lot of praise for Thomas Brown. And we are seeing that people do respect him. Now, does that mean it's going to end up in wins? Does it mean that it's going to end up that he is the future head coach beyond this season? We don't know that. But we know that he's now going to be in the conversation, and we'll see how the last 5 games go. But now let's get back to the press conference. And the reason I think this is such a big deal is that it is, first of all, I'm not the first person to say this. I mean, since that press conference happened this morning and Eberflus was fired 2 hours later, there has been just wide, universal, overwhelming criticism of the organization, and they deserve every single bit of it. You cannot allow, if you're an organization that has their stuff together and everything in order, you cannot allow the head coach to hold a press conference like it's a normal day after a game in the morning, and then 2 hours later announce that he's been fired. So, yes, they ripped the Band-Aid. They did the thing. They did the hard part, the thing they never are willing to do. Yes, they did it. Yes, that is great. Yes, I'm glad they're moving on. But the process is still jacked. What is this process? What are they doing? Why aren't they decisive? They make these decisions, these big decisions, like, I mean, look, I'm an indecisive person, generally speaking. I have a tough time making decisions. I have a tough time choosing toothpaste. There are way too many toothpastes. There are way too many variations. There's the whitening, there's the non-whitening, there's the charcoal, there's the fluoride, the non-fluoride. I don't do well with it. That's me. They make decisions like I pick toothpaste, which is undecisively or indecisively. I wish the organization could figure out what they wanted to do and act. And that doesn't mean there aren't people in the organization who do know what they want to do. It kind of sounds like the general manager, Ryan Poles, has wanted to move on from this head coach and go with somebody else for a while, but it took a lot of convincing of people above him. And by people above him, I mean the people who own the team. So collectively, you put that all together, and it is an indecisive organization. And it is exactly the worst kind of organization that needs to develop a good, young, more than promising quarterback in Caleb Williams. Caleb needs to be in a decisive organization. And I hope that moving forward, this firing today is a signal that they are going to start being that. I can only hold my breath because I can't guarantee it's going to happen. And I'm not even sure that I believe it's going to happen. I do think this is a step in the right direction, but they absolutely cannot screw around with the future of this quarterback. And let me just say this. To him, to Caleb Williams, man, good on you. Good on you for being what you have been for the last several weeks through all of this. And I don't mean that Caleb has been perfect, because he has not. He has made mistakes. A lot of us would call them rookie mistakes. But he has also excelled in a lot of other really spectacular ways. And it is clear that he has been doing all of this, not because of the coaching staff, but in spite of the coaching staff. He has gone beyond what they have done for him. They are working and have been working against him. Now, maybe, again, this is all a new direction and we're all going to be moving in the same path, down the same path. But he has been actively worked against this entire time, much like Justin Fields. The organization worked against him, and I think we all could see that. And even with this, even with all of that, he has still turned in one of the best rookie performances for a Bears quarterback. Yes, I know. We all know the history. It isn't all that good, but it still does say something about him. It's very impressive that he's been able to overcome all of this. And I think he's just going to get better. And hopefully they're going to make the right decision on who the head coach is in the future, whether it is Thomas Brown. And I'm not going to rule him out, because this last several weeks of the season could go really well, and they may not have any choice but to make him the full-time head coach. We'll see. I don't know. But whatever it is, we can't be going this Eberflus route again. And I'm not sure I want to see a defensive head coach ever again. At least not while this is going on with Caleb. At least not while he is trying to get through his first season and his second season and third, when he's in his early part of his career. Let's hope they don't do that to him. But I have to tell you, I still have a lot of concern about the process because I don't think their process is good. I have told you that the phone lines are open, and I want to hear from you. We are going to talk to Mark Grody, obviously, but send us a text or give us a call. 312-644-6767, like this call from St. Charles. Jason is with us on the Score. Good evening, Jason.
Hey, how are you, Chris?
I'm good, man. What's up?
So my thought is, based on what you said, that Ryan Poles was kind of had already made his decision on Eberflus, do you think there's any chance at all that Eberflus probably doesn't make it as a head coach next year, right? They're going to can him at the end of the season. But they were just trying to get him to finally own up to his mistakes that he's made over the last 3 or 4 weeks, and that when he didn't own up to those mistakes today, they said enough's enough. Because every other time it's, oh, we had the right play call in Washington. We had the right thing going on in Minnesota. We did the right thing yesterday. But he obviously lost the locker room, and there's no way that if a head coach can't admit he's wrong, that he can face that locker room again. So do you think there's any shot that the Bears were going to be like, look, we've never done this before. We don't want to do it now. But then when he wouldn't admit any of his faults, that they're like, look, enough's enough. We can't get this locker room back. We got to make a change.
It's a good thought, Jason, but I don't think so. And what I think this is really about is it's not about how he handled making poor decisions. It's that the poor decisions have mounted and there are way too many of them. And this quarterback is way too important. And I think the Detroit game, though it should not have taken that long. I mean, this should have been done 11 months ago, let's be honest. But since the season started and things started to fall apart after the game against Washington, I think it was just a matter. It is very simple. It was all about the results. It was, we have blown probably 4 games here that they absolutely should have won, a couple that they probably could have won, and they've blown all of them. And that mounted. There were too many of those that it just, the decision and then the widespread national criticism of him. I mean, if you watched, you know, the halftime show of the game after theirs, so it was the Packers game later, they were just torching Eberflus. They were torching the end of the game. You had Hall of Fame coaches and players, just everybody was. Everybody in real time got to see what we've been looking at for the last several weeks. You had Bill Cowher and Jimmy Johnson and, you know, all these people saying, what the hell was that? What were they doing at the end of the game? Did Caleb not work quickly enough in the final 32 seconds? No, but that's when the head coach steps in. That's when the head coach says, okay, this doesn't look right. Got to call the timeout. Didn't want to have to, but circumstances have changed. Got to call the timeout. And he just, Eberflus just didn't have that. I saw this yesterday, and I wish I could take credit for it, but it was a comparison of Eberflus to Mitch McConnell, just freezing, just like no idea where he was for 30 seconds or a minute. And that's what it felt like. And he looked out onto the field like he didn't know what was going on. Okay, that might have been it. And here's what I think is what's really hard for me is, and I've had to do this the last several games. So the Green Bay game, Minnesota, Detroit, every single one of those, I am, of course, rooting for the Bears to win those games, but also thinking, oh, man, if they win this, that's just going to buy him more time because the people making the decisions are going to look at that and say, see, that's why we kept him around. They beat the Lions. This is a that's what would have happened. If they would have won yesterday, Eberflus would still be the coach right now. And the rationale would be this man took down the Lions, a Super Bowl favorite. See? He is a good coach, but we all know that he isn't. Not a head coach anyway. We all know he's awful at that. That was clear to everybody, including people who are in the game, have played the game, have excelled at the game. Hall of Famers thought he was terrible as a head coach. Football Hall of Famers thought he was terrible as a head coach. So in terms of the decision, I don't think it's about how he handled them, though I will say this. If I had to hear him use the word accountability one more time, I was going to lose it. Yeah, starts with me. That's on me. Look, at some point, that's on me, or I am accountable, or it stops with me, or hey, my bad. At some point, those words mean nothing. If you still get to keep your job and still get to keep making the same damn mistakes. And by the way, screw Matt Eberflus for making me on a holiday. It's Thanksgiving. It is a time to appreciate your family, to appreciate what you have, to be happy. Thanksgiving is a time to celebrate. Screw Matt Eberflus for causing me to be the kind of guy to sit on Twitter, constantly refreshing, hoping he got fired. I don't want to be that kind of person. I don't want to root for people to lose their jobs. He left me no choice. He made me do that. He made me be a terrible person. And I don't appreciate that about Matt Eberflus.
You know what? KMA.
That's right. How dare he? How dare he make me sit around on a holiday hoping gleefully that a guy lost his job? He made me become a bad person, and I don't appreciate that one bit. He owes me an apology.
Unbelievable.
You're damn right, Les. 312-644-6767. So the national nightmare is over. Do we have time to take one more call, or do we have to go to break? You let me know.
Let's take one
Sean
more call.
Sears.
Let's take one more.
All right. How about we take Jim in Charleston, or do we want to take let's take Jim. Jim in Charleston, Illinois.
Hey,
what's up?
Charleston, Illinois, home of the EIU Panthers, bleed blue. How you doing?
Hey, I've been there before.
All right.
Yeah, Tony Romo.
Hopefully you've been to Ike's. Hopefully you've been to Ike's near there, or wasn't official. Anyway,
no.
I'll keep it quick. Yeah. A question and a comment. Sorry, I'm just tuning in now. How many years left does Eberflus have in his contract? And my other comment is, you know, Matt Nagy did it, and it bombed. And they asked Eberflus, he was hired. They asked, are you going to call plays? He said, no, I'm going to be the head coach. And then he was calling plays, and it bombed. So the next head coach, just it does not work. Just coach. Don't call plays.
You know, generally speaking, I agree with you. I would rather the head coach just be the head coach, especially if they're in their first year, second, or even third year of doing it, and they haven't proven that they can do both jobs. I do sort of agree with you on that. I don't want to make a blanket statement and say none of them should ever be allowed to do it, or their next head coach should not be allowed to do it, because maybe there is somebody who is more than capable of handling play calling duties, but also having a good feel of everything that's going on in the field in all three phases of the game.
I just don't think like Andy Reid is like that guy got so many years of being the head coach of the Eagles and then the Chiefs. And like, I mean, remember how bad Andy Reid used to be at game management? Like, he still kind
yeah.
of is like kind of
it takes
stuff.
A long time.
That's
it takes
like exactly. No one's going to get that opportunity to coach for 17 years. So you can be a play calling head coach, right?
Yeah, it's I would generally speaking, I would stay away from it. And I would like this is where the difficult thing is with Brown. What if he ends up being a really good head coach? But they're concerned that he's still raw. And they don't want to lose him. But they don't want to necessarily make him the head coach full time because he's still so unknown that maybe they believe Caleb needs somebody who's established, who's been around. I don't know. That's a really tough call. And I wish I could give you a definitive answer, but I think probably nobody can give that to you. I will say that I am nervous about the prospect of losing him to another organization if they go out and get somebody else who is established. But they also can't really operate scared, because all they ever do is operate scared. And that's why we are where we are right now, right? Be decisive. Be decisive, pull the trigger, move on. We'll see what they do. We're going to talk to Mark Grody, and we will continue to take your phone calls, too. Like I said, I'm with you until 6:40 today, 6:45, right around that time, will be the Bulls pregame show. Then they will take on the Celtics. It's going to be right here on The Score. But when we come back, Bears insider Mark Grody joins the show. I'm Chris Ranji filling in on 670 The Score.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.